This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Before we get back into people who want to weigh in on whether or not the team name's going to stick as they continue to win, and if Jaden Daniels is the real deal and they become the it team with the it quarterback. Another comment Roger Goodell made in that interview we mentioned last hour on NFL Network was that they have begun talking about, and that there is a possibility, if needed, that they would change the yard line you start your drive with after a touchback with the new kickoff from the 30 to the 35. That's something they would consider for next year. So that tells you two things, Danny.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, this new kickoff right now is not only working in their eyes, but they like it. Number two, that while there have been a lot of returns compared to the past, they want even more.
Right. Instead of some, which is more than it used to be, they want a lot. And I'm all in. This is correct. I love this.
Starting at the 30 currently is one of the biggest reasons, in my opinion, why we're seeing less punting. Not just in Washington, where they don't punt at all. By the way, go to 1067thefanshop.com for our brand new shirt, which I think is awesome, at our 1067thefan merch store. It's just the word punt with basically being crossed out because the Commanders don't punt. It's very, very cool burgundy and gold t-shirt. Go buy it. Go check it out. It's a good look. But punting's down all over the league because you're getting the ball at the 30. 15 years ago, it was the 20. Then it was the 25. Now the average starting field position is the 29.
You get to midfield, you're in field goal range.
Field goal kickers are the best they've ever been. There's been one missed kick on 116 attempts, 40 and in. It was the Packers' nubby kicker this past week against the Vikings. Narveson, I think, is his name, who wears the number 44. Please stop doing that. Kickers should not wear numbers that are not single digits, as an aside. But
they can't wear a team number?
I'd rather them not.
Okay.
If they have to, like you're the Yankees, you don't have any single-digit numbers available, mm-hmm. I can sign off on that. You should never wear anything above 19. That is... You just don't get to employ a kicker if you don't have a number for them.
Oh.
That would be my new rule.
I like that.
You have to cut someone who's a single-digit number or a teens number or move them to a different number.
I like this no employing kickers thing we're seeing simpatico on.
No. I love kickers.
We're on the same ground there?
Big kickers guy. I just, 20s, 30s, 40s, like all the way through 90s. This is not college football at the University of Georgia. Enough already. But anyway, that guy, because of the number he wears, he missed a kick. It was the only kick inside of 40 that's been missed by a kicker all year. It's automatic, right? On top of that, kickers are now kicking routinely from 60. Did you see Joey Sly this week?
Yeah.
From 63 and
just
54?
Just casual.
So easy. So you don't have to go as far as you used to. You're starting closer to midfield than you ever have before. You basically need two first downs and you're in field goal range. That's why everyone is not punting. Also, on fourth and short and plus territory is a go situation most of the time. So if you basically get 15 yards, now it's fourth and two or less. You're in no man's land. You might as well go for it anyway.
Might as well go.
So it's kind of become more fun. And I think Goodell's noticing that. And he's going, well, heck, let's just move it up to the 35.
And by the way, again, let me co-sign. Wherever I can rubber stamp that, I will. The thing that baseball was so bad at forever, and that's why we had all these sweeping changes in one offseason, where we're like, and there's no shifts, and there's a pitch clock, and there's this, and this, and this, and we went, whoa, that's a lot. Well, football does it incrementally. When we tweak something, hey, this is working. This is really working. Now let's turn it up. Instead of waiting 15 years to get a big data sample, they're not waiting around for it. They realize, we're on to something here. Let's turn it up.
Don't you miss good punting a little bit?
No.
I mean, we're friends with Tressway. Don't you miss that angle punt to the sideline?
No.
Dropping a punt inside the 10 that kicks up with a little backspin just so.
You're not going to get me to say something bad about Tressler.
Yeah.
I'm a Tressway guy. I don't miss him at all. I don't miss punts at all.
Let me be clear,
Mr.
Obama style.
Yeah.
Let me be clear. What I'm saying has nothing to do with the Commanders not punting.
No, I understand.
I don't ever want to see Tress do anything but hold ever again. I just mean around the league, we're losing a little something. If we miss out on the art of the punt,
I don't miss it. Okay. It's like saying, do you miss like toenail fungus? It's a part of the game that's necessary, that's going to happen. I don't miss it at all.
Mm.
I don't want to see it. Those are not the football players. I want to see the football players. I want to see the linemen, the wide receivers, the running backs, the quarterbacks, the incredible athletes that are running shuttle cone drills in 3 seconds and weigh 300 pounds. I want the incredible thing, not the dude that looks like he could be selling beer in the stands, jogging out there and putting foot to ball, then jogging back off. The more football we can have with football players, that's what I want.
You know what would be silly? And I don't mean silly like wacky.
I mean like sell.
Silly like Johnny Cakes Allville says sell.
A little bit. Well, like,
if they're going to do the thing next year, let's say, where there's still too many teams, because there's three or four teams that have quite literally just every single time still booted the ball through the back of the end zone and given teams the ball.
Like, we don't want to mess with this.
We're not doing it because some big returns have been ripped off. We're not dealing with it. If they want to penalize that, and they do the thing where instead of the first and 10 at the 30, it's now the 35, I think they should move the spot for the kickoff out of bounds up. The kickoff out of bounds has always been the 40, which at one point in time was twice as big a penalty as a touchback. Okay? Now, it's not twice as big, but it was sizable from the 25 to the 40, whatever percentage that is, but it's a 15-yard discrepancy. We're down to a 10-yard discrepancy at the 30. If you move the touchback distance up to the 35, at some point we've got to adjust the out-of-bounds distance to, like, midfield.
I'm with that.
If you just kick the ball out of bounds because you're trying to get cued or something, or you're landing it in the landing zone, let's really make kickers' lives more difficult, and let's make the skill on kickoffs play a little bit. If it goes out of bounds, you get the ball at midfield.
Oh, co-sign.
Something crazy like that.
Sign me right the hell up.
But remember all of this when you're wondering, how's scoring trending up, and you know, percentage of drives with points and percentage of drives with punts? What's it all mean? You're starting further upfield. You need to get less distance to get into field goal range. It just makes sense.
And it's a huge reason probably also, and now I'm thinking about it, why passing numbers may be down. Another one we haven't talked about, right? We talk about the way teams are defending.
Why take a shot when I only need 15 yards?
Yeah, but it's also, you're not getting out of the shadow of your own end zone anymore. Like somebody... The rare occasion someone has a return, 60% of the time in the old way, there's a block in the back, there's a hold, there's something illegal. So now you're backed up to your own 14. That doesn't seem like much, but that's 15, 16, 20 extra yards per drive that you're sacrificing based on field position.
Yeah, yards per game maybe go down. Yards per attempt shouldn't really change, which has always been a better stat anywhere. But I am curious to see kind of where all this trends. We could ask Tyler Biotish about some of the specifics of where drives are beginning and how things have trended differently in the league this year.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.